Natural Building Blocks by Sam Illingworth. In hollowed holes of knotted cells, tensile echoes bubble beneath the surface, frothing with potential as they wait to break free from the confines of their cellular walls. Synthetic solutions nurtured in nature. Tangled webs of dew-lined geometries glimmer gently, their native silks bearing broken bodies that belay their precious cargo betwixt fragile manacles of suppurating steel. Synthetic solutions nurtured in nature. In empty clean rooms, dexterous fingers replicate acidic glands, weaving matrices of artificial silk through interlocking fibrils, small and slender fibres that stitch together proteins to form structural assemblies that blend into the landscape from which they were taken. Synthetic solutions nurtured in nature. This poem was inspired by recent research, which has investigated how a combination of wood fibres and spider silk could be used as a possible replacement for plastic. A material's strength refers to its ability to carry a load, while its toughness relates to how much energy is needed to break it, and typically these two properties tend to be mutually exclusive. Consider, for example, a porcelain plate. It is strong enough to carry food, high strength, but shatters if it is dropped, low toughness. Similarly, a tennis ball is easily squashed out of shape, low strength, but it doesn't break if it is dropped, high toughness. Creating materials with both a high strength and a high toughness has been a great challenge in material engineering. However, new research has shown that nature offers potential solutions. In this study, researchers were able to combine protein based on spider silk, high toughness, with the cellulose taken from plant walls, high strength, to create a material that outperforms most of today's synthetic materials by simultaneously providing high strength and high toughness. A further advantage of these materials is that they are fully biodegradable, and so they do not damage nature in the same way as plastics and other synthetics.